This is Frank Bird representing the International Loss Control Institute, coordinator of the most widely used comprehensive safety rating system in the world today. I am about to make a prearranged phone call to Lee Kothrop, general manager of the Nebraska division of the Alpo Pet Foods Incorporated, located in Crete, Nebraska. The reason for this call is that this division of Alpo recently received a special award from our institute for achieving the highest safety performance rating of any participating organization in North America. This location has also achieved a 5-star rating in our advanced program for several years running. It isn't by chance that this division of Alpo has an absentee rate below 1%. A suggestion system with an acceptance level higher than its employee population. It has been recipient of a national award in Quality Circle Innovation. And with a variety of employee participative programs, this division has 11.2% of its employees currently enrolled for credit in a college program. You are about to hear a phone conversation with the general manager of one of the world's safest, most efficient industrial operations. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am, Frank.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
It's not a very shiny day out here in Atlanta, Georgia. As a matter of fact, it's making down, as they say. Frank, I'd like to ask a few questions of you, as I mentioned in a previous phone call to you. You have, as I've already said on this recording, the highest ISRS safety performance rating in the world. How does it feel, Frank, to know that you're the best?
Well, it's a great feeling, but it's not only a personal feeling of my own, but every single employee that we have here in the plant also has that feeling also. They know that they are the best.
Well, it's that kind of attitude from you, I think, that assists in the development of their attitude. Frank, how long have you been using the ISRS?
We started the system about in 1980.
Uh-huh. So that's about 10 years.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How have you used it, Frank? Could you elaborate just a little bit on either the implementation method or anything that you want to say about the application of the system?
Well, yes, Frank. When I came here, we had a few problems, and we had some very, very definite safety problems. We had some attitude problems. And as we started to address these, and we started to make some progress, slow at first, we then became aware of the rating system. We bought into it. We took an initial audit to get an idea of where we were, and we came along from there.
And that was about 10 years ago, Frank.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You said you had some problems, Frank. I don't want to embarrass you or anything else, but I take it that your safety program was not as good then as it is now?
Well, it's not only the safety program. I would say that when I came with the company, I found a company that where a lot of the employees had rather low esteem, low self-image. We had a 60% turnover, and we went about trying to find what it could be. We had a situation where people actually were a little bit maybe ashamed of where they worked, and if you ask them, where do you work? Well, it's out at the dog plant. Do you know anything better?
Uh-huh.
We wanted to take that and change that image, and it took some time to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
But actually, when we got into the program, we found that there were many things in the program which would aid us in helping to bring about this metamorphosis.
Uh-huh. Frank, how long did it take you to get up to the highest rating, which is a 5-star rating?
Actually, it took us 5 years.
5 years, 1 year for each rating level, in effect. As a matter of fact, Frank, in reviewing the records, I note that your plant was the first in the world to achieve the 5-star rating as well, and we haven't made that comment to this point.
I'm proud of that fact.
Well, you have every right to be proud. You know, I don't know if you remember, but I came out on an occasion, I believe, that you were receiving that first five-star rating, and the corporation president then was Joseph Sestak, and he held a press conference, which I was privileged to attend, and he made a comment, Frank, that I've never forgotten, actually, that there was a 71% decrease in accidents during that, apparently, that five-year period, with a 40% increase in productivity. Now, there was kind of an inference, well, not an actual statement, that there may have been some connection between the two. How do you feel about that?
Oh, there absolutely was a connection between the two. Because we found on this thing that as we got into the system, and let me digress just a little bit here if I can, Frank, is we looked at the system as more of a management system. We had a safety problem, but we also had an overall management problem. And as we went through the system and we took our initial audit, we found that there were some things that we were doing, and when I would read these things, I would feel very, very good about them. But then it also came to my mind on the thing that they're asking questions, are you doing these other things?
Mm-hmm.
And as such then, I recognize that if they're saying, are you doing them, that more than likely they should be doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started then using the manual and the audit pretty much as a textbook for management. And what happened on this thing is that as we started to get people involved, as they started to develop self-esteem, as they started to feel good about themselves, then we also then automatically saw a reduction in our accidents and improvement in our safety program.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing ties in together. Now, obviously, there were many things in the safety program that were suggested through the audit that we incorporated.
Yes.
But the whole thing is a package in itself. It's a management package.
Frank, to get back to the very special award that you just received for the highest safety performance rating amongst the thousands using this system, is this the first time? I know the answer to that, but I'm asking the question. Is this the first time, Frank, that you've received this highest award?
No, it's actually the second time in 2 years.
Uh-huh. And I think you won the award the first year that it was offered.
That's right.
Frank, there must be some benefits for your operation to achieve and maintain such outstanding performance. And while you talked about them in your own way, let me address this point with a very specific question. What are the benefits as you see them?
I think the major benefits that we have gotten on this thing have primarily been through employee involvement.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that the people have gotten involved in the program, they've gotten caught up in the program, and they recognize that we operate as a entity and not as a we, they sort of thing.
Yes.
You know, you made mention of the press conference that Joe Sestak had. At that time, we had received a letter from President Reagan congratulating us on the performance. And also he pointed out in his letter that this was an excellent example of how management and labor were able to work together to get high achievement. And incidentally, we are a union plant here.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out, Frank. Quality assurance, of course, is a big emphasis today, and apparently you don't feel that the ISRS has distracted you from your emphasis in that area, Frank?
No, in no way whatsoever. And the reason I say this is that because of the program, because of the participation and the involvement by the people, as we've come through, and in your introduction you made mention of some of the other programs that we've had going on, such as our suggestion program, the Quality Circle program.
Uh-huh.
What the result was is because of the training that the people had received,
uh-huh,
through the ELSI program, they became much more receptive. And every time when we introduced something, if we had a problem over here we wanted to address with quality, then the people just picked it up and just absorbed that program almost by osmosis, and it became a fact of life. So in no way did it do the two detract. They become very, very synergistic.
Frank, do you have any strong feelings about the value of any specific elements? Any of these... pet emphasis with you, or there are 20 major elements in the ISRS, and any strong feelings about any specific one or two?
Well, yes. While the program is very, very similar to some other programs that are out there in the market, there is a distinct difference.
Uh-huh.
And I want to talk about that difference.
Okay.
And basically, where some of the other programs will come in, and yes, they will come in and they will go through the training aspect and the some of the analysis and the observations and the checking sort of thing. The difference on this program is that we go outside of the workstation itself to let the employee know that we are concerned about him and about his family. And, you know, he's here for 8 hours a day. There's another 16 hours a day that he is not with us.
Uh-huh.
And some of the elements that we have had address the whole person.
Uh-huh.
For example, as we get in, we find the areas of emergency preparedness. We have one of the best planned emergency groups that you could ever find.
Uh-huh.
As we get into the areas of health control, not only the environmental within the plant, but going outside into the community, into the home. And another area that has been very, very good for us is the area of general promotion. And
that's a surprise.
Job safety. So, you know, we have gotten the families involved.
Yeah.
And it's the whole person, rather than just the 8 hours that they're here on the job. And I think that's the main thing. If there are any particular ones that I would emphasize, those are the ones that I think have made the difference.
Uh-huh. Well, you're probably aware, speaking of other programs that are available, Frank, two major, without mentioning the organizations, but there are two major competitive audit systems, and they direct their elements, such as procedures, observation, job instruction, and so forth, exclusively at the Safeway, and you're aware that the ISRS integrates safety and health, and it's more the right way. It's standard job procedures, job observation or task observation, rather than task safety observation. Any reaction in that regard about the integration rather than the separation?
You said a key word there, Frank, and the key word in that is integration. That is the one major thing that comes through. And as we come through, and particularly then, as our people became more involved on this thing, what happened is that they started to become aware of what potential problems there were, where we might have an accident that was waiting to happen. And so consequently, the net result is that we have people out there that after they've gone through the training and understanding what causes accidents, they're out there looking for the sharp corners. They're looking for the pinch points. They're looking for all of these various things which might cause an accident someplace on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find that they also go into their homes and are looking at those things also.
So it's the integration that... perhaps is the tie that binds the whole thing together, Frank.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, in summary then, Frank, are the benefits of the program really justified by the cost? Surely it costs something to implement the program. In other words, from a benefit-cost analysis standpoint, is it worth the effort?
Yes, and this is the one thing that I think that... people, as they first get involved, they look at the program and they see that there is a lot of work. You know, you don't go from a 1 and 2 star level to a 5 star level in 1 year.
Uh-huh.
So that's five.
Yes.
And yet we had the most concentrated effort where we had the most people involved. And we actually took the various elements and broke them up into teams where we had probably as much as 35% of all the employees in the plant, both management and people on the floor, involved in these teams.
Uh-huh.
And even then, it took us 5 years to reach our goals and our objectives.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a lot of effort in. There were a lot of costs. But when we come back and we look at what it did in the reduction of accidents for us on this thing, we have to say that it was absolutely justified as far as the costs were concerned.
Yeah.
To give you an idea on this thing, when we started out on the program, we tie in very closely to the meatpacking industry, et cetera. And it's an area where you have a fairly high rate of accidents. When we started out, we actually had 3 times the national average. By the time we came through at the end of 5 years on the thing, we had dropped down to about 1/2 of what the national average for our particular category of the thing. Now, this alone gives a substantial reduction in insurance costs.
Uh-huh.
Again, as we came through, the people felt better about themselves. The productivity went up. The absenteeism went down. We started out where we had 7% and 8% casual absenteeism. And for the last 8 years, we've averaged 0.75%.
Uh-huh.
We created an environment where people wanted to find a reason to come to work rather than trying to find a reason to stay home.
So in addition to the decrease in your accidents, Frank, other performance indices have improved as well.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Do you have any last comments, Frank?
I'm completely sold on the program. And as I have told you so many times before, I don't see it as a safety program. I see it as a management program.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the one thing. If I had to recommend to anybody how to be a successful manager, how to carry on a successful operation, to me, the audit book is an excellent textbook. You follow it, and you're going to have a hard time failing.
Frank, it's an excellent thought on your part to close. I'd like to just say that commitment has been described as the stuff that character is made of, the power to change the face of things. It's the daily triumph of integrity over skepticism. Mr. Lothrop, you and your employees at Alpo have surely demonstrated the highest level of commitment. And we most certainly salute you for these marvelous achievements that demonstrate the outstanding character both of you, but your entire employee team as well. Frank, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you, Frank.